This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we've been doing a biographical study of Ezra, the priest and scribe. We collected information about him as found in Ezra chapters 7 through 10 and Nehemiah 8 through 12. After reflecting on this information, try correlating it into an outline. Here's the outline I came up with. For a title, Desirable Qualities for a Spiritual Leader. Under this, I identified 3 points. He was well-prepared, anointed by God, and proven reliable. These points can be amplified. Under being well-prepared, I put he was fortunate to have a rich heritage. Not everyone is so privileged, but when you have a strong family background, it helps in preparing you for leadership. Diligent study also helps you prepare for leadership. Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and was well versed in it. He took God's word seriously for himself and others. Recognized by the pagan king and by his own people as being well prepared to understand and teach God's word, and the wisdom that gave him enabled him to carry out responsibilities even in civil affairs. It contributed to his devotion and worship of his God. It was repeatedly stated that the gracious hand of God was on him. He recognized this in his own heart. When he instructed the people of God, they recognized that God's hand was on him and were therefore willing to follow his leadership. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.